And now we're going to move on to Leanne Hansen.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can. Welcome.
Okay. Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me. I also have a screen share. I can figure out how to do it in this format.
Dan and Sabrina, do you guys have the capacity to screen share for Ms. Hansen and move through her slides? Oh, perfect. Dan's on it.
Oh, thank great. Great. Thank you. If I could just adjust my screen so I can see what's happening. I keep almost leaving the meeting.
And then, Ms. Hansen, you'll just let Dan know when you'd like him to advance the slide.
Okay, yes. I'm just trying to okay, well, I'm just going to go. I see it very small. And good morning, everybody. Good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, esteemed members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. I'm Leanne Hansen, Program Manager and Training Coordinator for the Maine Joint Environmental Training Coordinating Committee. I'm a resident of Scarborough, and I've been working on the JETC program for 29 years. If you could advance the slide, please. I appreciate this opportunity to introduce our program. I must say these slides got a little scrambled in the process of turning them into a PDF, so the alignment might be a little goofy. This is our mission statement. JETC has served the citizens of Maine since 1985 by providing entry-level and continuing education training for Maine's licensed wastewater treatment plant operators. This training is regulated by the Maine Department of Environmental Protection and is legislatively mandated. Next slide, please. JETC began as kind of a grassroots organization when the folks at Maine DEP and our trade association at the time, Maine Wastewater Control Association, and also a number of consultants in the industry realized that there was a need for training licensed wastewater operators that exceeded the capacity of DEP or our trade association. Next slide, please. They lobbied the legislature and JETC was created back in the early 80s. Here are some pictures of the type of training we do. Assisting Maine DEP, we're bringing laboratory, regulatory, and process training to the far corners of Maine at minimal cost to operators and municipalities. Next slide, please. With a budget of roughly $115,000, JETC organizes 25 to 30 training programs per year for Maine's water quality professionals. Among that group are 755 licensed wastewater treatment plant operators who are required to obtain 18 hours of continuing education every 2 years. Next slide, please. Our general fund allocation of $52,950 helps us meet those training goals. It anchors us in an office in South Portland with two full-time employees. It makes us available to assist DEP to meet other objectives, and it's leveraged immensely with fees charged to participants, as well as sponsorships and some other things that I will tell you about. I want to recognize those of you that were part of the 129th legislature who helped us increase our funding a couple years back. I've spoken to this committee many times over the years, and we appreciate all the support that you've given us. Next slide, please. JETC's work is administered through a contract between Maine DEP and NUIPIC. This is part of the alphabet soup here. JETC is a program partner of NUIPIC, and NUIPIC is a regional commission that helps the states of the Northeast preserve and advance water quality. NUIPIC is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, and of NUIPIC's five interconnected areas of focus, next slide please, JETC provides localized training and education for the professionals who protect Maine's environment and public health. JETSI training also benefits Maine's licensed drinking water operators who report to the Maine Department of Health and Human Services. JETSI operates with a board of directors appointed by Maine DEP. In the upper right-hand corner of that image, you'll see our board chairman, Travis Jones from Brewer, doing one of our new virtual training classes. Next slide, please. We rely upon over 100 professionals each year who volunteer their time to host and conduct educational programs for Maine's water and wastewater treatment plant operators. Our volunteers represent business, industry, municipalities, state agencies, and trade associations. Next slide, please. As a non-advocacy, service-oriented training organization, JETSI helps Maine DEP and other state agencies, as well as the trade associations with similar missions, combine resources. Next slide, please. Other training we do, because we're here to do the 25 to 30 classes a year, we are also able to do additional training. Along with those classes, for 11 consecutive years, we've run a management school. We're still in the midst of the 11th year. It was a little bit sidelined by COVID, but we will be reconvening in March. Every other year, we alternate between wastewater operator school and a North Country convention in Aroostook County. The wastewater operator school is to take entry level and maybe established operators that haven't had formal training. We give them an intensive 6-month, 12-session training program where they can meet those in charge of their respective positions and work. Next slide, please. Again, because we're here to do those basic 25 to 30 classes, we are available to DEP to assist with other items, such as the operator certification program. In 2006, DEP began contracting with us to administer the record keeping, testing, and communication for Maine's licensed treatment plant operators. Our work on this program is funded entirely by fees charged to operators and municipalities. We also contract through NUIPIC with Maine DEP's Non-Point Source Training Center to handle administrative tasks for the contractor certification program in erosion control. We're pleased to be part of 8 new on-demand virtual training programs for contractors to become certified in erosion control and also to work on their continuing education. Next slide, please. We hear a lot about aging infrastructure. We also have an aging workforce. JETSI's here to help as seasoned personnel retire and move on. In more than one instance, JETSI has been the keeper of institutional knowledge and assisted many facilities as their established personnel retires and new people come into the industry. These three gentlemen don't look very old, but between the three of them, they have about 100 years of experience. And the gentleman in the middle retired last spring. We are grateful for the support from the state of Maine and the trust we're given through it and through our general fund allocation. Next slide, please. I'm really pleased to be here today. I appreciate all the work that you do and your confidence in letting us do the work that we do. I'm happy to answer any questions. I did throw in a couple additional slides if anybody wanted to know more about the management school or the wastewater operator school. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ms. Hansen. Very interesting. Representative Tucker has a question.
I might have missed it in your presentation, Leanne, but how many wastewater operators, operator positions do we have in the state of Maine?
Right now, we have 755.
And how many wastewater plants do we have?
Oh, my goodness. I want to say just wrote this down and didn't put it in my presentation, 163 municipal and quasi-municipal wastewater treatment plants.
And are you still facing that generational curve where all the people who started out in the 70s when these processes were set up following the Clean Water Act, all these people have now gone through their careers. Have they all exited yet? Are we all new people, or are we still got a bunch of old people there?
We have a nice balance. We are watching, as I was looking for pictures for this presentation, I have a lot of pictures of people who've retired. We're just making it with the new people coming in, filling the shoes of those that are leaving. But there's going to be an exodus in the next couple of years for sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other questions? I'm not seeing any. Ms. Hansen, thank you again so much. I appreciate it.